every week in over 115,000 congregations around the earth, Jehovah's Witnesses participate in a Bible study program using the Watchtower magazine. Please follow along in your personal copy of the Watchtower as Brother Serafino Borelli and those assisting him present a summary of this week's material. Brother Borelli.
First, I'd like to thank everyone for bringing their April 15th study edition of the Watchtower. Our study article begins on page 9. The theme is how elders train others to become qualified. The scripture text is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. The things you heard from me, entrust to faithful men. When we looked on page 2 of our Watchtower, you notice that it brought out what the first two study articles were going to talk about. And it was bringing out about the training of ones. We saw it last week, and we saw the examples that it brought out of Samuel. Well, this week it's talking about Elijah and Elisha. So what are we going to learn in our Watchtower this week? Well, look at our review questions that are brought out. It asks, how would you answer? So it's on page 9, again, where our study begins. The first question is, in what ways can an elder fortify a brother spiritually? So that's what we're going to learn in our review. Our second review question is, what scriptures may move a brother who seems to be disengaged to adjust his thinking? And then how can those who are being trained imitate Elisha? So you heard in our chairman address on Friday that this Watchtower study now at the convention is going to be like no other Watchtower study. Well, brothers and sisters, we want to assure you, it's not because of me. It's because of our brothers and sisters, because of our friends who have prepared comments for the paragraphs. So we're excited to see all the hard work they put into their comments, and we appreciate everything that they've done. So let's begin with our first question. Paragraph 1A, what have God's servants long understood about training, and how does this apply today? Brother Dwayne Luskiewski.
Good training aids in successful outcome, whether in being prepared for rescue work, such as Abraham used his trained men to rescue Lot from his captors, or as David used trained singers at Jehovah's house to bring delightful praise to Jehovah. Likewise today, godly training helps us prove successful in fighting our spiritual warfare against Satan and his supporters, and in bringing delightful praise to Jehovah through our actions and the fruitage of our lips in service to Jehovah, both inside and outside the congregation.
Thank you very much, Brother Luskiewski, for those two examples as well. The B part, what will we consider in this article? Sister Kat Salvage.
Well, in past time, Jehovah has entrusted faithful and spiritual men with the responsibility to train others. And as 2 Timothy brings out, that Jehovah would ensure that faithful men were to be adequately qualified in order to teach. So now we really need to consider how the elders today can train brothers to also become qualified so that then they can take on the responsibility of caring for the flock.
Thank you very much, Sister Salvage. So we're going to look now at our first subheading. Our first subheading is Fortify the Learner Spiritually. Paragraph 2, before teaching a learner a set of skills, what may an elder want to do and why? Brother Nathan Aspen.
Well, an elder may want to prepare the soil of his heart, kind of like adding fertilizer to it so that the brother can get the most benefit from the training. We can look to the example of Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and 6, where he was nourished with the fine words of faith, and then he followed the fine teaching. And we know Timothy was an amazing brother. The training worked. So then an elder, kind of like a gardener, could fertilize the heart of the learner by sharing some scriptural thoughts with him, as we'll see shortly, to help him to cultivate that soil of his heart and help him get the most benefit from the training.
Thank you very much, Brother Aspen, for that illustration and that scripture as well. Thank you. So paragraph 3, before we ask the question, we're going to have Brother Norm Peterson read Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. So invite all to turn, and we're going to look at Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30.
Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, And you must love Jehovah, your God, with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, and with your whole strength.
So, paragraph 3a, how might Jesus' words found in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30, be used in a conversation with a learner?
Well, this scripture can be used to show what Jehovah expects of someone who has dedicated himself to him, to reinforce the fact that our sacred service must be whole-souled. Thoughtful questions can be used to determine how much his thoughts and actions are affected by kingdom truths. For example, the question, how much has your dedication changed the way you used your life, can lead to a meaningful conversation.
Thank you, Brother Peace, and that is a very good question, isn't it? So the B part now, what effect may a prayer said by an elder have on the learner? Sister Nora Peterson.
Well, when an elder prays with one that he's seeking to train, it promotes an atmosphere of unity and cooperation where the learner can easily see the brother's depth of care for him. And because our prayers for Holy Spirit help us to overcome our differences, then it can inspire harmony and be truly upbuilding for the one that he is teaching.
Thank you very much, Sister Peterson. Paragraph 4a. Give examples of Bible accounts that stimulate a learner's spiritual development. Brother Tavis Miller.
The scriptures highlighted here in paragraph 4 for us, they highlight qualities that Jehovah's servants of old had, such as having a willing attitude, being trustworthy, and being reliable. And from the book of Acts, here we have the example of Apollos. Now, of course, he was already well-versed in the scriptures. He could speak boldly, and he could teach accurately. But he, too, needed to learn some new things. And when he readily accepted and learnt these things, he showed a key quality, being humble. So, by sharing verses like these with a learner, he may well take it to heart that Jehovah is looking to use such ones who have these qualities.
Thank you very much for bringing out those essential qualities. The B part, what goal do elders have in mind when training others? Sister Trish Miller.
Well, they'll have in mind the same goal as that of Jean-Claude, an elder from France, who said, "My main goal in training is to help the learner to become spiritually minded." And this echoes the words of the psalmist who penned the words found in Psalms 119 and verse 18, where it reads, "Open my eyes so that I may see clearly the wonderful things from your law." Hence, an elder would like to train others to open their eyes to the wonderful things about Jehovah, thus to be spiritually minded and to see things the way that Jehovah does.
Thank you very much, Sister Miller, for that comment. Now, our next subheading, this is our second one, suggest goals, give reasons. Paragraph 5, how important is it to speak with a learner about spiritual goals? Sister Mary Wortonby.
The experience of Victor actually reveals how important speaking to others about spiritual goals is. He related that it wasn't until an elder asked him a few well-chosen questions about his goals that he started thinking seriously about his ministry. Without clear goals in life, in a spiritual sense, it's like we're aimlessly drifting. So when we help others make goals, then their progress is measurable, and they can see what specific sacrifice and effort is needed in order to attain them. By sharing our joy that we received when reaching our spiritual goals, it also gives them a living example that it is possible and worthwhile.
Thank you very much for bringing that example as well of that brother. Now, before we ask the B part, we're going to ask Brother Wardenby to read Psalm 71, verses 5 and 17. So I invite everyone to turn to the 71st Psalm, verse 5 and 17. So Brother Wardenby.
For you are my hope, O Sovereign Lord Jehovah. I have trusted in you since my youth. Verse 17. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and until now I keep declaring your wonderful works.
So 5b, why should elders train those who are still young? And it makes reference to the footnote as well.
Well, from the read scripture, we can see the psalmist enjoyed a trusted relationship with Jehovah because of the training and education he received as a youth. So this should encourage elders to train young ones and give age-appropriate assignments, as it helps them form an excellent foundation. That way, when these young ones reach their late teens and they face distractions and challenges, they can imitate the psalmist and keep their relationship with Jehovah strong. The footnote further highlights the practical application of training our young brothers. That way they could reach out to become a ministerial servant and be recommended to that appointment, possibly even before they turn 20.
Thank you very much for that practical application and reading that scripture for us as well, Brother Bornby. Paragraph 6. What was an important aspect of Jesus' way of training others? Brother Brody Sinelli.
Well, in order for us to properly stimulate or motivate a learner's desire to serve, it's very important that we not only explain what it is that needs to be done, but also why it should be done. And in doing so this way, we imitate the greatest teacher of all, Jesus. In Matthew 28 and 19, we see an example of how Jesus urged his apostles to go therefore and make disciples. But right before he does this, in verse 18, we see that he first gave them a reason why they should obey him. He told them, "All authority has been given me in heaven and on the earth." So giving reasons why was clearly a well-used and effective aspect in Jesus' training.
Thank you very much, and for bringing out Matthew 28 and verse 18 and 19. Thank you. Paragraph 7 and 8, the A part. How can elders today imitate Jesus' way of training? Brother Colin Nichols.
When they ask a brother to do some work, elders can explain to him from the Bible why this work is important. This method teaches ones to think in terms of Bible principles. And looking at this picture, we can imagine this elder here reasoning with the younger brother in this way, encouraging him to think about the principle found in Titus 2 verse 10, where we are told to adorn the teaching of Jehovah, will help him to see why his properly caring for his assignment of cleaning the kingdom hall is so important. From now on, instead of cleaning because the hall is dirty or it is his turn, he will think about how his work is making the kingdom message more attractive.
Thank you very much for incorporating that picture on page 11. The B part, how important is it to commend a learner? Sister Sarah Nichols.
Well, just as water is vital in order for a plant to grow strong and healthy, sincere and heartfelt commendation is absolutely needed for a learner to be strengthened spiritually and be motivated to go on making progress. And as we can see from Matthew 3:17, this is an imitation of Jehovah, who publicly expressed his affection and approval for Jesus when he said, "This is my son, the beloved, whom I have approved."
Thank you very much, Sister Nichols. So the C part asks, what suggestions can help elders to train others? And it makes reference to the box, How to Train Others. Brother Philip Van Goltham.
Well, if we look at the box on page 8, we can see 7 successful suggestions. Be an example in word and deed. Encourage the learner to deepen his spirituality by reading the Bible through in 1 year. Work together in the field service. Teach him to conduct meaningful meetings for the field service. When you give a public talk, have him follow along in the outline so that he can see how you developed it. Occasionally, invite him and his family to join you for your family worship. Ask him and his family to go with you and your family to preach in unassigned or seldom worked territory. Now, if we look at this beautiful picture, we can see this fine elder training this young brother, and the progress is evident on the bottom of the picture.
Thank you very much for bringing out that box, Brother Van Goltham. So now we're going to look at our third subheading. We'll see how our subheadings are tying into our article. This one is an added challenge. Paragraph 9A. With regard to training, what challenge faces some elders in affluent lands? Brother Courtney Olson.
Well, it's been noticed by some experienced elders that some young brothers in their 20s and 30s shy away from getting involved in congregation activities. So the challenge for elders then is to motivate these ones to accept congregational privileges, really helping them to cultivate a desire to reach out.
Thank you, Brother Olson. The B part, why has the truth not come first in the life of some younger brothers? Sister Justine Olson.
And Matthew 10, verse 24, it brings out that a disciple is not greater than his teacher. Since parents have the vital role of teaching their children, young ones are inclined to follow the advice and example that they set. So as in the case of some young brothers that don't reach out, it could be that they were not encouraged to do so. Or perhaps, as the paragraph brings out, they were encouraged by their parents to focus on secular things instead, and this pushed spiritual things into the background.
Thank you for your comment. Thank you. So for paragraphs 10 and 11, the A part, how may an elder gradually help a brother who appears to be disengaged to change his mindset? Sister Brianna Autumn.
Changing the thinking of a disengaged brother will take time and patience. It's a fact that when a gardener waters and supports their plants, the plants then will flourish and strengthen. So likewise, a caring elder will want to develop a friendship and take the time to see where he can be of assistance. Then the elder can be specific by using scriptures that will strengthen the brother's love for Jehovah and change his mindset to pursue privileges and flourish in the congregation.
Thank you very much for bringing that out. Now, before we ask the B part, we're going to ask Brother Otto to read Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. So let's turn there together to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Brother Otto.
For the word of God is alive and exerts power and is sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of the joints from the marrow and is able to discern thoughts and intentions of the heart.
So the B part, what scriptural thoughts could an elder consider with such a brother and why? And it makes reference also to our footnote. Brother Jeff Autumn.
Well, after the elder has formed a friendship with the brother, he can choose well-chosen scriptures. This will help the brother to discern the thoughts and intentions of his own heart. So an elder could use Ecclesiastes 5 and 4, where it says, what you vow, pay. And reason with him. What did you vow at baptism? How do you feel you're living up to that vow? Or an elder could also use Luke 9 and 58, where it says, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Reason with the brother. Jesus lived a simple life. Do you think there are ways you could simplify? Do you think that would open doors to new privileges? The footnote reference states that examining our priorities helps us to check if we are serving God with a complete heart. Well-chosen scriptures by an elder will help the disengaged brother to check if he can make adjustments to serve.
Thank you very much, Brother Otto, for incorporating those scriptures and having those questions as well. Thank you. So now we're going to move on to our next subheading, Learners Prove Faithful. Paragraph 12 and 13. A, what disposition did Elisha show as a learner? Sister Chandra Amet.
Elisha was a faithful learner. He immediately accepted his assignment, and he was willing to do humble work, even becoming known as one who used to pour out water on the hands of Elijah. He felt it was an honor to do even this menial work. And he showed appreciation for his training too. After 6 years, when Elijah told him that he could now stop following him, 3 times Elisha loyally replied, I will not leave you. He wanted to keep learning from his mentor.
Thank you very much for bringing that example up. The B part, how did Jehovah reward Elisha for his faithfulness? Sister Rose Colpitz.
Jehovah rewarded Elisha by letting him witness Elijah's awe-inspiring departure. This departure is described at 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, where it says that Elijah ascended to the heavens in a windstorm.
Thank you very much, Sister Colpitz. Paragraph 14a, how can learners today imitate Elijah? Sister Dawn Milley.
They can imitate Elisha by not hesitating to accept even menial tasks, viewing them as a privilege, not something insignificant or demeaning. They will loyally follow the guidance of their teacher as Elisha did. And they will also look for opportunities to thank their teacher for sharing his knowledge and experience with them, and they'll treat him as a friend.
Thank you very much for your comment. Now, before we ask the B part, we're going to ask Sister Franca Wakeford to read our scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. So we invite everyone to look there together at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Sister Wakeford.
And the things you heard from me that were supported by many witnesses, these things entrust to faithful men who in turn will be adequately qualified to teach others.
So 14b, why is it so important for a learner to be faithful?
In 2 Timothy 2:2, it uses the word entrust. When we think about it, in everyday life, we expect the people around us, our family and friends, to be faithful and reliable. And we know without a doubt that Jehovah and Jesus have always been faithful and reliable. So then it would only make sense that the elders would expect us to be faithful and reliable before they give us greater privileges in the congregation.
Thank you very much, Sister Wakeford, for incorporating that scripture as well. So we're going to look now at our last subheading, Show Due Respect. So paragraphs 15 and 16, the A part, in what ways did Elisha show respect for his teacher? And it talks about the opening image of Brother Tom Borelli.
When referring to the opening image, Elijah had taken his garment, rolled it up, and struck the waters, which caused it to divide. After which, him and Elisha walked the dry riverbed. Elisha here had the right attitude, since he took to heart each word spoken by Elijah. When Elisha returned to the Jordan River on his own, he performed the same miracle, and Jehovah blessed his efforts. Elisha showed respect for Elijah by following his example. He continued in the way his teacher carried out his ministry.
Thanks for incorporating that picture as well. Now, the B part. What was it about Elisha that reassured his fellow prophets, Sister Chanel Borelli?
Well, Elisha did not insist on setting himself apart from Elijah, needlessly changing course. Rather, he had a great deal of respect for his teacher, and this moved him to carry out his ministry according to the pattern that Elijah had set. This was to the extent that at 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 15, we see that his fellow prophets actually said, "The spirit of Elijah has settled down on Elisha." Because of this, they felt at ease with Elisha, and they were eager to follow his lead.
Thank you very much. Paragraph 17, before we read now the A part, we're going to actually have 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 17, verse 17, read by Brother Dwight Charchin. So let's look together at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17.
That is why I am sending Timothy to you, because he is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He will remind you of my methods in connection with Christ Jesus, just as I am teaching everywhere in every congregation.
So paragraph 17, the A part, how can learners today imitate Elisha's disposition? Brother Dwight Churchin.
Well, much like Paul trusted Timothy to follow the pattern he set, Elijah trusted Elisha to do the same with the methods that he used. There was, you might say, an underlying mutual respect and understanding for Elisha to follow in the footsteps of his predecessor. He did so by obviously not reinventing the wheel, so to speak, with his own ideas. This makes for a sobering example for newer elders to not get ahead of themselves too soon with their own thinking or way of doing things. Rather, they want to show respect for experienced elders by continuing to use their Bible-based methods and ideas. Therefore, the need for change is determined not by your choice for change, but the needs of the congregation and the direction we receive from Jehovah's organization.
Thank you very much for that comment, Brother Churchin. The B part, in time, how may Jehovah use faithful learners? Brother Marvin Metzl.
Faithful learners can expect to be used by Jehovah in a greater way, as we've seen from the example of Elisha's carrying on and performing more miracles than Elijah. Another example for us in the paragraph is in John 14:12, where Jesus started a work that he knew would expand worldwide with the help of other many willing learners. As we gain more experience and receive training from Jehovah's organization, we can expect to go on and be able to perform greater works as being a part of this system here now and accomplishing more and looking forward to in the future more to come in the new system. What a grand privilege such learners can look forward to by faithfully carrying out the assignments that they have now.
Thank you very much for that, Brother Mansell. Now we're going to move on to our review questions. Remember we stated them right at the beginning of our article, of our discussion? Well, the first one, in what ways can an elder fortify a brother spiritually? Sister Heidi Rupik.
Sharing nourishing scriptural thoughts with him is like adding nutrients to soil, and any subsequent training he receives will then be more productive. The elder can share with him Bible accounts that show the importance of being willing and reliable and humble, such as the account of Apollos, who, though he had a lot of ability, humbly received counsel and was willing to learn from others. Also, the elder will stimulate a learner's desire to do more if he explains to him not only what he needs to do, but also why it's important that it gets done.
Thank you very much, Sister Rupik. The second review question, what scriptures may move a brother who seems to be disengaged to adjust his thinking? Sister Maxine Knaus.
Elders can use scriptures such as Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, which reminds the brother of his wholehearted, enthusiastic dedication to Jehovah, when he in effect said, "Here I am, send me." And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, which shows that his hard work in serving Jehovah will never be in vain.
Thank you very much for bringing out those scriptures. How can those who are being trained imitate Elijah? Brother S.A. L.M.
Well, Elisha humbly cared for the assignments that he was given. He took to heart each word spoken to him by the prophet Elijah. So young ones today can imitate his example by faithfully carrying out the assignments that they're given in the congregation. Even when his training was finished, Elisha didn't feel that since he was now at the helm that he could do things his own way. Instead, he showed due respect for his teacher by continuing in the way that Elijah had carried out his ministry. Likewise, today, we don't want to change course as soon as we're given some assignments in the congregation. We don't want to use it as an opportunity to do things our own way. Rather, we show respect for experienced elders by continuing in their Bible-based methods.
Thank you very much, Brother Alam. Brothers and sisters, friends, what did you think of those comments? Did you notice the question in paragraph 18 when you did your study? It was, why is the training of brothers in the congregations of high priority today? In part, it said about these ones who would qualify, these ones who would be trained. It would fortify their congregations worldwide and help each one of us to stay faithful during the momentous events to come. The paragraph even used the word eager. Are the ones who are being trained, are you eager like Jesus' disciples were? What about the elders in the congregation? Are you eager to train different ones today? Yes, what we want to do with our lives is be able to help ones learn the truth. Really, what we want to do is we want to help ones to give Jehovah glory in their lives. And when these ones are trained, And they learn to be able to reach out for other privileges, it gives not only glory to Jehovah, but it shows that they are imitating Jesus.
We thank you, Brother Borelli, and all those who provided those lively and well-prepared comments.